in. Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. It is a Thursday, August the 17th, 2017, 8-17-17. 1:12 coming up on 1:13 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And again, we want to wish everybody a happy first day of school here in Marion City. Marion City schools started today. Tri-River started yesterday, and River Valley started yesterday. Not sure about the other districts, but hope everybody has a very fruitful and happy and joyful school year as we embark on a brand new one the last couple of days. Scott Spears along with you for the ride this hour. And a few weeks ago, we had former president of Marion City Council, Dr. Scott Gray, on this program, and the subject of stem cell came up, something he now is working interested in, and it sounds fascinating, and we have had people come into the studio and ask when we were going to do a show on exactly what that is and who it helps and what it's for. Well, today is the day. We're always happy to welcome to these microphones at WWGH Radio 107.1, Dr. Scott Gray. Dr. Gray, how are you?
Hey, doing great, Scott. Thanks for having me on today.
So glad you could come on and spend the time with us. After we did the last program we did, and you had talked a little bit about this stem cell procedure. Is it even called a procedure? Is it what? I don't even know how to call it. But I
right, stem cell therapy.
Therapy
is what? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right after that, we had somebody come in and said, "When are you going to have him back on to explain this further? And is it something that would be good for me?" So I'm very interested to get into this. How did this all start in your world?
So for me, it was really kind of give a very short synopsis of how I got into this, and that is, I started my practice as a chiropractor in 2004 there in Marion. In 2015, I decided to stop seeing patients and really work on going out and bringing other therapies and other things into the practice because of frustration with not being able to help as much as I wanted to with the more degenerative problems, like folks that were going to have hip replacements, knee replacements, shoulder surgeries, and trying to figure out ways that we could help with those type of issues. And I went out and researched a lot of different things, everything from ozone therapy to something called PRP or protein-rich plasma, and really ended up finding this thing called stem cell therapy. And when I first saw it, you know, I've heard about, you know, all the controversial stuff back in the early 2000s of stem cells and, aborted babies and that kind of stuff. And that's what I thought of at first. But as I researched it more, what I found is that that stuff is all illegal in the U.S. now. You can't get stem cells from aborted fetuses and all that, and I would never do it, even if we could. I just feel it's morally wrong. This is a personal opinion. But I found a guy down in Florida, a medical doctor who's really a pioneer in stem cell therapy. And I went down to Florida and I worked with him and kind of saw what he was doing. I met his patients and I saw people that were supposed to have knee replacements. And literally they got one injection with this thing and they were good. It literally built the knee back up. So that's how I found it. I started researching it, and, you know, why does that happen? How can that happen? So I'll let you kind of ask questions that you have about it and try to answer those the best I can.
Yeah, well, my first question would be, just by an injection, what exactly happens? They inject stem cells from, where do they get the stem cells?
So these are from, the ones we use are from umbilical cords. These are umbilical cords that are donated by a healthy mother and healthy baby to the tissue bank. A lot of people know now that when you have a baby, they will ask you if you want to save your umbilical cords because of the stem cells. So people are doing that now. They're saving their own umbilical cord that they have during pregnancy when the baby comes out so that they can use that later on in life for the child for their own stem cells. Now, if not, they would just normally take that umbilical cord and it would just be thrown away. But what they're doing now is they're allowing mothers to donate those to the tissue banks, just like, you know, we put organ donor on our driver's license, right? So that our organs are used for something good if something ever happens to us. That's the same thing with umbilical cords. They can donate these so that they can help other people in a situation that they need it. And so they go to the tissue bank, and the tissue bank, just like they do with any other organ, they test it, right? They make sure it's healthy. You're not going to get some, you know, stem cells from a mother that maybe was taking drugs or, you know, some kind of diseased stem cells. You're not going to get that. The tissue banks oversee it all and make sure that the cells are clean, healthy, and can be used. And the cells actually, the cool thing about umbilical cells, because they're so young, they won't react with your immune system. So there's literally zero cases in umbilical stem cell therapy of rejection. So this isn't like, you know, when you get blood or give blood or, you know, do an organ transplant. You don't have to be a specific blood type. You don't have to match it in any way. Literally anyone can use umbilical cells from any umbilical cord. So that's one of the most amazing things about it, is that there's no reactions with these things. There's no rejection. So it's quite amazing how these things work.
How much has to be injected into somebody to start this process of rehabilitation?
So in a knee, we do about one half of a cc, or one half milliliter, basically. It's a tiny, tiny, tiny little amount that goes in there, because in every cc of the cells that we get are 7.5 to 10 million stem cells, okay? So we have the lab that we use. We specifically found this lab because they would actually show us exactly how many cells are in the cc. So we know that all of our cc's have 7.5 to 10 million cells. And the neat thing about these cells is because they were the cells in the umbilical cord, and they're literally put on dry ice immediately after birth if the mother decides to donate. And then those umbilical cords are sent to the tissue bank right away. So they're frozen right away. What that means is that the first time they're thawed, which is actually the first time they're thawed is after we receive them about 20 minutes before you would get your injection, they're finally thawed, and they actually start to replicate them. Because that's what they were doing from the umbilical cord. They went in, and the stem cells are the cells that literally build a human in 9 months. Stem cells, most simply put, they go in to the body and they go where they need to go because the body tells them, and they become what they need to become. So they can become, just like when they go in a baby, they can become brain tissue, they could become bone, they could become heart, they could become nerve tissue, they can become whatever they need to become. They're not a specific type of cell, they just do what the body tells them to do. And since your body is always healing, just like if you were to, you know, fracture a bone, or you were to, you know, get a cut on your arm or leg, your body heals that right away. It knows exactly what to do. It sends white blood cells there. It sends platelets there. It, you know, puts the tissue back together. It'll heal a bone even stronger than it was before. So your body's always trying to fix everything that's wrong with you on the inside. And when you put stem cells in there, it literally just takes those and does what it needs to. And if it's to rebuild a meniscus or rebuild someone's ACL or PCL in their knee, it's going to do that. The body tells it what to do. And so when we put it in there, like I said, it replicates. So that's 7.5 to 10 million cells per cc. That will basically double in the first 28 hours. That'll go to 20 million cells. The next day, it'll go to 30 million. The next day, it goes to 40 million. And it does that 65 times. So for the first 90 days, that 7.5 to 10 million cells will turn into 500 million plus cells that actually become tissue. So they'll become new meniscus, new you know, cartilage, whatever your body needs. And they're very, very anti-inflammatory. So they wipe out inflammation. They actually help to pull away scar tissue. So they do a lot of amazing things. The body, you know, your body's the best healer. It knows how to heal a cut. It knows how to heal a broken bone. It can heal anything as long as it has the tools. So with stem cells, you're literally just giving your body the tools and letting it heal the way that it is meant to heal.
Who in the chiropractic world would be a candidate for this?
So these are people that have degenerative knees. You know, they're, so to speak, bone on bone. Someone who has, you know, hip pain and just can't get rid of it. And they're, you know, maybe considering hip surgery, or even there's a lot of people out there, Scott, which this blew my mind. I did not realize this before getting to the chiropractic, and that is how many people on a regular basis are going and getting cortisone injections every 3 to 6 months just to try to deal with the pain. And the problem with that is that, you know, when you do medication for something like that, you know, your body is hurting. It's telling you there's a problem there for a reason. It's saying, hey, you know, don't do this anymore because you're destroying the joint. Just like if I was to put my hand on a hot burner, that hurts, so that I'll pull my hand away so that it doesn't do any more damage. It's a protective mechanism. And what we do then with cortisone and pain pills, we're literally, it's like if I put my hand on that burner and I just pumped it full of cortisone and kept taking pain pills so I didn't feel it. So what would happen is it would continue to just destroy my hand to the point where I would need surgery or have to have it amputated because I'm covering up with pain pills or cortisone. And so folks that are having to take pain pills, folks that are having to take anti-inflammatories, even like Aleve and aspirin, folks that are getting cortisone injections on a regular basis, all of these things, these are the type of folks that are candidates for stem cell therapy. And I'm talking, I mean, we're taking people that thought they were a surgical candidate. That was it. I'm talking, you know, university hospitals and, you know, the top doctors in the country telling them that you need to get that replaced. And they do stem cells just as a last-ditch effort and don't have to get the replacement. It honestly, it's just mind-boggling to me. I had no idea it would work this well. It's mind-boggling.
If I am, let's say, I am a 70, 80-year-old person, and I've been walking with a cane, or I've had terrible pain in my knees and back for 20 years. There are people like that. Would this yes. help with that?
Yeah. Yep. We actually had a gentleman, obviously because of HIPAA, I won't say his name, but people may know him in the Marion area. His story's kind of getting around about he got stem cell injections in his lower back. He was basically bent over and could barely walk. And literally within a couple of weeks, couple, 3 weeks, he was standing up straight again, feeling awesome. And this is a guy that, you know, is in that age bracket that you're talking about. So it's never too late. There's people that feel like hope a lot of time is just stripped away from people, and we don't give the body the ability to heal that it actually has. And with stem cells, it just gives your body that ability to heal and create new tissue. I mean, that's what stem cells are doing, is they're generating new tissue, putting cushion back in, and healing the knees and the shoulders and the back the way that it needs to.
What if you have had a surgery on your back or your knee? Can this still work then as well?
Yeah, it's actually kind of a funny story. I was talking with Dr. Young about this. He's the medical doctor in Florida, his mentor in this whole thing, and he said a guy came in that was supposed to get a knee replacement, and he was getting stem cell injections. Well, he had the other knee replaced already. And he said, Dr. Young, this knee still gives me problems. It still hurts. Will this help? And Dr. Young was just kind of chuckled and said, you know, I have no idea. That's not something that's ever been tested, and you know, I'm not really sure that's going to do anything. And the guy said, do it anyway. I want you to do it. Let's see if it works. And lo and behold, the guy got it done. After a knee replacement, they literally put stem cells in a knee that that was a fake knee. And so my thought process in that is a couple things. First of all, as you know, when you have surgery, there's a lot of healing, which means that there ends up being a lot of scar tissue, a lot of damage in there, a lot of inflammation. And those stem cells can go in and make a big change in that area, not literally by specifically putting the cushion back in, but doing other things that help help it heal so you feel good again.
If I come and get an injection, do I have to come back for any more injections?
No, this is meant to be a one-and-done procedure. And that's why we use the type of cells that we do, because there are people out there, there are stem cell institutes, so to speak, that use what's called amniotic or placental stem cells. And the reality is, and they get that from something called amniocentesis, and that's where they take amniotic fluid and part of the placenta out when a mother gives birth. And basically what they're finding, if you look at all the research, is that there really aren't any stem cells in there. There's some proteins and there's some cytokines, which will help people feel better for a little bit of time, but there's no stem cells to rebuild the tissue. And so those people are getting things done and it's not working for them. And it's giving stem cells a bad name because people are doing that and using the wrong type of cells. The umbilical ones are the only ones proven to have the amount of cells in them and have the regenerative capability that we're talking about and what we really focus on. But yeah.
Is there any rehab with this?
Any rehab? Not necessarily. So that's all based on an exam. If someone has some type of muscle imbalance, if there's something else going on, again, I'll use Dr. Young as an example. He said, you know, the way he got into this was he had a tennis injury. He messed up his knee. Four tears in his meniscus. And did stem cells, literally post-MRI 90 days later. Three tears were completely healed. One was almost completely healed. And what he said is that, you know, I could have just done that and been good, but the reality is that what got him there was playing tennis over and over again, doing all this and never stretching, never doing the exercises he should have done for his back. So he actually went to a physical therapist and got an exercise protocol so that the problem wouldn't come back, so he could keep his results. So, you know, we do certain things to get where we are in our health, and you have to make sure that, you know, we go through that with the patients, but, you know, make sure that there's nothing else you have to do to prevent this from coming back and just to make sure you get the best results.
You had said earlier that stem cells go to the part of the body where there's a problem. If you go in for a knee or hip or something to do with chiropractics and you have something else going on that's in damage, is there a worry that the stem cells will go there, or is that a good thing? Will they still go to the knee? Is there any problems in that area?
So that's actually a really awesome point, because what we do is, you know, when there's a knee issue, we inject them right into the knee. And when I say we have a medical doctor that oversees all this, and we have a nurse practitioner. So as a chiropractor, I literally just went out and found this stuff and then put together a team that does it. So as a chiropractor, I literally don't even do this stuff. I just put together a team because I thought it was something that was needed here in Marion. So that's who does it. But ask the question again, Scott.
If you're having some other issue maybe in your body that you don't know about, or maybe you do know about, injected, is there a worry that it could go there? Can it take care of both problems?
So it can. The stem cells will not exclusively all stay right there. There will be other signals the body's putting out that they'll go to. Well, that's why we inject right into the area, so that the majority of them go to that area, because they just start working right away. The signals are there, the inflammation's there, and it'll go and work on fixing it. But, yes, some will come out and find their way to other areas that need help as well. So people typically get multiple benefits, not just where the injection is done.
If I have a bad knee or a bad back or something of that nature, and I am in serious pain, after I get the injection, how long until I am feeling good?
what we tell people is to wait 4 to 6 weeks because this is totally different than medicine. Medicine is something that basically blocks pain in your nervous system so you don't feel it. It doesn't fix anything. It just makes it so you don't feel it. And so with this, it's different. It goes in, it actually starts to regenerate tissue. So we say you got to wait 4 to 6 weeks before you feel anything. We tell our patients over and over again, look, you may feel like in 4 weeks you're going to want to call us and say, this didn't do anything. Like, what's going on? And I just tell them, you've got to wait because this is totally different. It's rebuilding your knee. It's rebuilding your shoulder. You've got to give it time. It's not something that's going to happen overnight. So typically 4 to 6 weeks, sometimes longer with people. But, you know, this is something that once it's done, it's done. It's that one injection that rebuilds it. And, you know, you wait a little bit, but it gives you actually long-lasting results. So you don't have to keep going back for more and more treatments.
Are there people where it doesn't work?
Absolutely. With these types of issues, there's no magic bullet, okay? There's nothing magical, amazing, fix-everything solution. This is the best thing I found, but there is nothing out there with this type, because we're working with the worst type of degeneration. We're working with people with serious, serious issues, and we still get an 85% to 95% success rate, which is pretty amazing with this stuff. But the reality is, there is no magic bullet.
Now, it all comes down to, unfortunately, for a lot of people, about price and insurance. What does this cost, and do a lot of insurances cover it?
No, stem cell therapy is not covered by insurance, so this is a cash service. And most places that you'll go, if you go to any of these stem cell institutes, because of their, I'll just tell you, because of their marketing and all the stuff that they do, full page ads and, you know, big newspapers, they spend a lot of money, so they have to charge a lot. They charge around $5,000 per injection. So if you get two knees, they may give you a discount and charge you $9,000 for both knees, but they charge a lot of money. And what we do is we just try to make it as affordable as possible and still be able to, you know, pay our nurse and, you know, you got to make money as a business to grow. So what we do is we drop the price to $3,000 for 1 cc. And the important thing about that is that 1 cc will do both knees. So you're talking, you can get one knee for $1,500 as opposed to $5,000. And we just felt, you know, really convicted that we want to try to bring it to the masses. And Scott, you probably know as well as I do that, you know, most insurances anymore have these large deductibles of $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000. And so we're paying out, I mean, for both my girls that were born, I paid well more than what stem cells cost. Anyone that has surgery is going to pay well more than what stem cells cost. Even with Medicare, the 20% can be very expensive. So, and it depends on what you need going on. But yeah, you can get both knees done for $3,000.
If you are a senior citizen or maybe somebody of lower income or maybe just somebody on a fixed income in general, is there anything you can do? I mean, are there, because chronic pain is awful, is there payment plans? Are there places you can go that would help you with this?
Absolutely. We actually have been working with a financing institution to help us get payment plans for people. So, yes, those are available.
Now, this can be done in Marion. Now, if somebody is listening right now and they this is something they want to try, what do or get looked over? How does that happen? Do you have to go through a preliminary evaluation? What happens?
What we typically do is ask people to come to our seminars because I go over about an hour, let's just say 1 hour's worth of information that's very important that will really give you a foundational understanding of what stem cells are. And then you can kind of know from there, like, yeah, that sounds like something I should try, or no, that doesn't really sound like my situation or something I could try. And then if you want to sit down and talk to us further, then we would set up a time to sit down with myself or Dr. David Tharp, who owns the Ohio Neck and Back Pain Centers. We both work with people up in Marion to talk to them about stem cell therapy and to actually, you know, do the consultation to see if it's something that we think would even help you.
How do we find out when these seminars and where they are and when they are in Marion?
So we actually have one set up right now. It is on August 31st. That's a Thursday. And we're going to do one at 1:30 p.m. and we're going to do one at 6:30 p.m. So two different times on August 31st. And it's going to be at 1125 L&K Drive. And where that is, that's right off of Executive Drive. So that's kind of behind, funny thing is, it's back behind BKC Paint Specialist. So we're the non-drug solution back there. So we're the kind of the natural means of eliminating pain. But we're right behind BKC there on L&K by the Delex 1 building.
So I want to make sure to get this ready. August 31st, there'll be one seminar at 1:30 p.m., one at 6:30 p.m., 1125 L&K Drive. So for everybody out there listening, if you're on Delaware Avenue, the entrance opposite where you would go to what used to be Smith Clinic, if you go down that road, you'll run right into L&K Drive as you're heading. If you're going out to Marion Manor Nursing Home, it's about a quarter of a mile before that on the left. And you will.
Yeah, L&K Drive is the first left after you turn, as far as the street, the first left street that you come to. And it's, I didn't tell you this, Scott, it's Suite A. So it's 1125 L&K Drive, Suite A.
Right out there across from Trekka. If Trekka's on your right, you would be on the left over there.
You got it.
Got it.
You turn right to go to Trekka, left to go to our place.
Now, because so many people are treating medicine with pain and stem cell being a controversial thing, have you received any blowback?
Yeah, we've been called baby killers. We have, have people that, just say that, I'm used to it as a chiropractor. They want to call us, to say it's quackery or whatever, but there's plenty of research out there on it. That's just an ignorant statement. People have written on our Facebook page, I would never jeopardize a baby's life to have this done. And, we have to explain to them that, this is not from aborted babies. That's illegal. That's not something that's done. So we get a lot of that. We get actually more of that than blowback, so to speak, from medical type stuff. It's more from people thinking that we're getting these from a very immoral, unethical way. So we just have to make that clear that that's not where they come from.
Do these seminars on August 31st cost anything to attend?
No, free seminars, just informational seminars. No obligation to do anything. Literally just come in and talk about stem cells and answer questions, what we do.
And again, like I said, the blowback is what it is, but certainly for people out there listening, you never know. How far do you think this is going to spread? Do you think this is going to catch on?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Ohio State University is, the Ohio State University, they're testing it on cancer patients right now. They're testing stem cells on cancer patients. They're testing it on, there's places testing it on Alzheimer's and dementia and all kinds of things that you wouldn't even think of, Scott. So we're just at the beginning of stem cells. This thing will revolutionize medicine. It's going to change medicine forever because it's no longer using an outside source of something we're creating in a lab that has all these bad side effects and everything. It's something that's literally natural. It's the power that made the body. It's the power that heals the body. So it's exactly what God designed to heal the body. And this is a way that we can take it, something that we literally would have just thrown in the trash before, and now we can take it and help people with it. So it's just amazing.
And one final question on this. For those people who are writing those things, because people see them, I understand bad press and things getting put on the internet that aren't true. I understand that very well. But to the people who say that you are playing God and doing these certain things, what is the response to that?
Yeah, all we say is, it's just like, that's like saying the exact same thing. If someone donates a kidney to help somebody, this is literally true that people are donating to help other people live a healthy life. So, if if you feel like donating an organ is plain God, then that would fall in the same category. But if you feel like donating an organ is a good thing to save somebody's life, that's literally what people are doing when they donate stem cells, is to give people an opportunity to get their mobility back and to have the quality of life that they want and deserve. So it's, you know, we are literally just taking something that God already made and putting it in there and letting the body do the work. We're not playing God. God's still doing his thing. It's not us. It's not us at all.
I do want to mention this again. August 31st, 1125 Ellen K. Drive. That's out there in what a lot of people call Doctor's Park. Ellen K. Drive, 1125 Ellen K. Drive. And it was Suite A. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, yep. August 31st at 1:30 p.m. and 6:30 p.m., Dr. Scott Gray. I have one question, Dr. Gray, unrelated note. Since we've talked last, you have resigned president of city council position, and we now know who the contenders are going to be in the fall. Kate Fisher, write-in candidate, Todd Schneider, now one of the vice principals at Harding High School, and Dale Osborne from the Marion County Correctional Center. Now that we know who the candidates are, do you have somebody you're backing in that race or anything to say about that at this point?
I am, and that's really just because of knowing this person personally. And I've served on a lot of boards and community things with Kate Fisher. So, you know, I actually sought her out when I was resigning and thought she would be a great person for city council. Because of her love for Marion, you know, growing up in Marion, and just she is such an active part of the community. Not that, you know, I love Todd Schneider, great guy, but I think Kate would be great for it. I think she's doing a great job. She's already going in there and doing stuff that I never even thought of, just as far as, you know, working to do things in city council to make it more professional, make it more effective, make it more efficient. I've already been super impressed by what she's done in just the short time she's been in there. So I'm really, you know, rooting for Kate to get it done. It's going to be hard as a write-in. So, you know, I'll say for people thinking about it, it's, you know, get the absentee ballot and write her in, or, you know, go to the polls and write her in. It's a little bit different of a process, but I think it's worth it.
And again, we just want to make that clear that Kate was appointed by City Council, Republican Party, to that seat. So she will not be on the ballot in the fall. Dale Osborne, Todd Schneider will be. Her name will not appear on the ballot. You would have to write it in for her to win. Because of that, do you think that she has a likely chance to win? I certainly understand the support and the party alignment, but and that you think she's doing great things, but that's a tough one. I don't know if a write-in candidate has ever won in Marion County.
I think she has a chance, but it's going to be tough. For anyone to say any different would be silly, as you know, Scott. Like you said, you don't think a write-in's ever won before, so you know she would be the first, possibly. I don't know that as fact, but. Would be interesting to find out.
Yeah, so. Well, if I'm wrong, somebody will surely let me know, I'm sure.
You can't get away with that kind of stuff on radio.
No, you can't. Yeah. Dr. Scott Gray, this is fascinating. This is just going to be amazing in medicine, and people can come take a look on August 31st, 1:30 p.m., 6:30 p.m., 1125 LNK Drive, Suite A. Dr. Scott Gray, what a fascinating conversation. Always a pleasure to talk with you.
You too. Scott, our seminars actually get pretty full. Can I give you a phone number for people to call to RSVP
Absolutely.
So we have enough room?
Go right ahead.
It's 740-396-9967.
And
so
for...
Go ahead.
Oh, so 740-396-9967. If there would be a fill-up on both of these, is there thought of adding another one or another one soon?
Yeah, we'll have one in September sometime, probably mid to late September. But I don't know when yet, but we'll try to look at that in the future here.
And just for the purpose of being in radio, we have no stake in this. We don't recommend. Everybody can do what they want on their own free will.
Yeah, got to have those disclaimers, right?
That's
the same thing with us because, you know, stem cells, it's not an FDA-approved thing. We're not saying it's going to heal anything. This is literally just people, you know, seeing results of other people and trying to get in there and, you know, give it a shot and see if it will help them. And it's just like, you know, a vitamin person can't say that they're going to heal any kind of disease, right? That's because it's not an FDA-certified thing. So same thing with stem cells.
Absolutely. Dr. Gray, thank you so much.
Great. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye. Well, what a fascinating conversation that was. And again, we have no recommendations. We have no stake in this at all. And we don't know anything about it than what you just heard anymore. But if you do want to find out more about it, August 31st, 1125 LNK Drive, Suite A, here in Marion, 1:30 and 6:30, two different seminars. You can go to either one, but you probably will want to RSVP if you do so choose to want to attend one of these events on stem cell. 740-396-9967. That's 740-396-9967. Now, if you have any calls for me, I'm still here for about another 11 minutes. So feel free, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Your thoughts on stem cell research and all the things that are going on in the world. Fascinating stuff. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And we've had a lot of comments today on a lot of things we've covered in the last week, and stem cells certainly now being one of those interesting topics. And as Dr. Gray said, there's been some bad feedback on the webpage, I guess, the Facebook page. But you do what you do. You put it out there, and people will make the choice that they choose to make. 740-383-9944. If you have a comment on anything we just talked about with Dr. Gray, the phone lines are open, or anything that has happened on this program in the last week, 740-383-9944. Now, our trivia question, we have about 10 minutes left, as I say. Our trivia question still persists out there. Elegant Arthur was Chester A. Arthur's nickname. I'm going to give you that one. His name was Elegant Arthur. Why was Chester A. Arthur's nickname Elegant Arthur? 740-383-9944. We have two tickets to COSI, two tickets to Tecumseh, or a To Die For cupcake. Who was the first president to call the White House the White House? And what was it known as before it was the White House? 740-383-9944. And Zachary Taylor, President Zachary Taylor, received his nomination for the presidency late. Why did President Zachary Taylor receive his nomination for the presidency late? If you have the answers to any of those trivia questions, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. And we are getting some kind of roundabout Marion news here. Let's see here. Don't know if this is true or not. Just I guess it would be a rumor at this point. Anybody could go out and check. But Bob Gregory is the new owner of Blue Fusion. That if anybody knows anything about that, let us know, 740-383-9944, and we also have learned here that Maurice's in the mall is out of business. Maurice's at the mall. Is Maurice's out of business? Is that true or false? Does anybody out there know if Maurice's at the mall has went out of business? That's what we are hearing. 740-383-9944. If we are wrong, feel free to correct us. We would love to know. Or if you have anything else you would like to say, please feel free to make that call. 740-383-9944. Remember, we are always streaming live on the website, wwgh1071.com. And you can send me an email anytime you wish at scott@wwgh1071.com. Now, also remember, on the website, you can get programs dating back to the beginning of 2016. So if you want to listen to any of these programs at your convenience, maybe you missed the beginning of one or the end of one while you're in your car driving around, you can go home that night, get on the website, and hear the program in its entirety by going to wwgh1071.com. Now, also, one of the other great features is if you get outside the listening area, or you know somebody outside the listening area who would want to listen to this station live, they can do it on any mobile device by searching for the TuneIn app. And once you find the TuneIn app, then you just search for WWGH Radio. And you can listen to us anywhere in the world. I know we have been listened to overseas because Charlie Evers' guest tomorrow from 1:10 to 3 p.m., Curry Klingel, has listened to us in China, I believe. So we have been heard in other countries, and I know that people have went on vacation to California, and some people have went to Florida for the winter, and they take us down there on the TuneIn app or on the website. So that is always nice to know. Remember, tomorrow, Friday, here on WWGH, it will be the Exchange Club with Marge Hazlett, Charlie Evers, and myself from 12:10 to 1 o'clock. And then the Fahey Bank Charlie Evers Show from 1:10 till 3 p.m. And tomorrow, Charlie's guest, Curry Klingel, and his new wife, talking about apartheid that she saw in her life. Interesting stuff. Charlie ate Charlie took home, I believe it was a chicken foot last week that Curry had given him. And I don't know if Charlie ever ate that or reported back on it. We'll have to find out how that chicken foot was yesterday from Charlie. And last week we did a lot of talking on issue 2 here in Ohio, which is the prescription drug issue, which if you vote yes, it means that all government agencies with medicine in Ohio, like Medicaid, would have to pay no higher than what the VA, the Veterans Administration, pays. And what we think is that the Veterans Administration pays 20 to 24% less, but we did have a guy from No On Issue 2 on earlier on in the week, Mr. Butland, and, you know, you take the information you have and you figure out the best way you can how to vote. And if you vote no on that, you keep things the way they are. Still 5 minutes for you to call in if you have an opinion. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Certainly would love to hear from you if you have an opinion or if you want to answer one of the trivia questions. What was Chester A. Arthur, President Chester A. Arthur's nickname, and why did he have that nickname? Who was the first president to call the White House the White House, and what was it known before it was called the White House? And President Zachary Taylor received his nomination for the presidency late. Why did Zachary Taylor receive his nomination for the presidency late? Two tickets to COSI, two tickets to Tecumseh, or a To Die For cupcake if you can answer any of those questions. 740-383-9944, or if you have a comment or question on anything, you still have time to call in. 740-383-9944. What an eventful week. The guests we've had on, certainly, I mean, we've had people on voting no on issue 2. We've had people on who were involved in the Charlottesville, Virginia incident. We have had on Dr. Gray just moments ago discussing stem cell here in Marion. And I'll mention that one more time as well here, that those seminars, if you would like to attend, they are free. Will take place on August the 31st at 1:30 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. That's 1125 Ellen K. Drive, Suite A. And those do fill up quickly. So if you want to make a reservation, the number to call, 740-396-9967. That's 740-396-9967. 740-396-9967. The seminars are free. And after you hear the seminar, I guess you would know if that is something you want to proceed with or go further with. Interesting stuff. It's just amazing the science and the things that are going on in the world. I'm looking at the window here in the studio. I've been here since about 9:30 this morning, and I see that it just keeps getting darker and darker and darker and darker. So I'm guessing that rain that we were supposed to get, more than likely, we are going to get as the studio window just keeps getting darker. 58 minutes and 45 seconds past the hour, almost 59 minutes. We're about done with the program today. Can you imagine that? It has blown right by. And again, I hope you learned something today, or maybe have found something that you're interested in and will be interested in getting further information on, because that's what we try to do here: tell you what's going on in Marion, tell you what's going on in the world, and let you draw your own conclusions. And again, we always offer you the chance to call in and share your opinion at 740-383-9944. Does not look like anybody's going to take me. I must be perfect today. Nobody's going to take up the chance to question me on anything or answer any of the trivia questions. Well, maybe we'll do some of that tomorrow or next week. But for this Thursday, which just keeps getting darker and darker and darker and darker and darker, if you're out there right now, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For grandson of President Warren G. Harding, Jim Blessing.
And for the first time, I'm very happy to say, doing the first broadcast interview here in Marion, Ohio, on a station named after Warren G. Harding, just a quarter mile from the Harding Memorial, where the president is, Jim Blessing.